I'm Dan Clefstad with Illinois News. The state public health department wants to get help sooner for children who are exposed to lead. This change would reduce the blood lead level that prompts an intervention from a public health nurse from 10 micrograms per deciliter down to 5. Spokesman Brandon Moline says the most common way kids get exposed to lead is dust from lead-based paint in old homes.
Toddlers, you know, are notorious for putting things in their mouths, including their fingers and toys and things like that. So making sure that the environment is cleaned up and disinfected and any lead sources are mitigated so we're not giving the toddler an environment to where they can get lead dust on their hands and put it in their mouth.
Moline says he's glad the state will provide funding to local health departments to help more families reduce their children's exposure to lead. The change awaits approval from the legislature's oversight committee. In other news, organic product sales total around $50 billion and account for more than 5% of total food sales in the U.S. That's according to an industry survey. As demand grows, advocates want more support for organic farmers in the 2018 Farm Bill. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
Farmers who wish to grow organic products must become certified through strict standards. Currently, U.S. Congressman Rodney Davis, a Republican from Taylorville, serves on the House Agriculture Committee. He says those standards should be protected.
It's a certain set of standards that they have to meet as a grower to be able to use that organic label. We need to use that same process for what a GMO label means so that our consumers, when they're in the stores, understand when it says organic or it says non-GMO, they know exactly what standards have been met.
Davis says this will be addressed in the 2018 Farm Bill. The House version of the bill includes a $10 million increase for organic research, but eliminates funding for organic cost-sharing programs, which is important for those obtaining or renewing certification. The current Farm Bill expires next month. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Attorneys prosecuting a white Chicago police officer in the 2014 shooting death of a black teenager asked a judge to revoke or increase his bail after the officer discussed the shooting in a media interview. Jason Van Dyke's interview with the Chicago Tribune set off a new legal fight just days before jury selection. Prosecutors say the interview allowed Van Dyke to testify without being under oath and that his comments, published in the Tribune's front page, were a clear violation of a judge's order. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Local politicians, residents, labor workers, and the Army Corps of Engineers all gathered yesterday to celebrate the Olmsted Locks and Dam being reopened. It replaces a 90-year-old water infrastructure that was built for cargo barges and boats floating down the Ohio River in varying elevations. Construction started 30 years ago. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the new project is the most expensive core project in the country's history, but he says the price is worth it.
The Olmsted Lock and Dam lies on the busiest stretch of river in the nation. Each year, nearly 100 million tons of freight, corn, soybeans, coal, other resources will pass through these locks.
Army Corps Major General Mark Toy says the project was $2.7 billion.
Olmsted Locks and Dams is an engineering marvel, constructed using a variety of unique innovations that have never been used before.
The experts say the old locks and dam took more than 5 hours to let grain barges pass by. The new project reduces that from 5 hours to 1 hour. Ahead of the November election, experts say voters need to hold their political leaders accountable, particularly in southern Illinois when it comes to access issues. At a special Illinois Issues Forum in Carbondale last night, Frankfort School Superintendent and former Regional School Superintendent Matt Donkin pointed out tough economic times and how they're affecting local schools. But he says despite a reluctance to increase taxes, people will pay for things they value. The forum was a partnership with WSIU, NPR Illinois, and the AARP. You can find a video at our website. I'm Jennifer Fuller.